بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are in Itikaf, and it is interesting to and interesting and important to think about this time that we are spending in Itikaf, because this time that we are spending in Itikaf is a it's a pilot of our life itself. If you look at this time you are spending in Itikaf and consider it as your lifespan, it begins on a particular day, it ends on a particular day. This one we know when it will end, more or less, because depending on 29 days or 30 days. But it's like a cross-section or a small frame of our lifespan itself. So those of us who came here, first of all, we are here. The primary purpose of Itikaf is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should be the primary purpose of the life of a Muslim. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So therefore, the primary purpose of our life itself should be to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we are here. Now, in that connection, some would have come with clear goals for Itikaf. That when I am here in this Itikaf, I am going to read so much of Quran, I am going to do so much of dhikr, and so on and so forth. That is the ideal way of entering Itikaf, with your own, you know, your own schedule and your own list of goals. What do you want to do? So some of you, alhamdulillah, you would have come with that list, and you know how you are doing on that list. Now you are in 2 days are finished, so you know in 2 days I wanted to finish so much of Quran. Did I do that? If I am ahead of it, I am behind it, and so on, whatever the case might be. So, some came with that. Some others came without any goal. So, you just, time is passing, right? And time will pass. So, one advice to those who came without a goal is get a goal now, because there is still some time left. So, make sure you make the best use of time. But if I wasn't reminding you, then you probably would have finished the and to the end of the Itikaf, and you go home. And inshallah, Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your Itikaf, no matter whether you came here with a goal or not. But obviously, when the totaling is done, you will find that you could have done much better, you could have got more reward, but you didn't get it because you started without a goal. So time got wasted, and so on. So that's another aspect. Third thing that you will see in this Itikaf is that none of you who is here is worried about food, right? You are sure the food will be taken care of, because this is what you have been assured, that the food has been arranged and catered, and there is somebody who is in charge of that, and that this will be done. So as far as you are concerned individually, you are not bothered. You are not saying, getting time close to iftar, is it here? Is the caterer here? Is the food here? Nobody is asking that question. Nobody is bothered. Nobody should be bothered. The person who is bothered is the one who arranged it, and the people around him who are concerned. So at close to iftar time, close to suhoor time, they are thinking, is everything in order? Alhamdulillah, and until now everything seems to be fine. So, but the others are not bothered. In life also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to feed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I feed them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحَنُ نَرْزُقُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I don't ask them for food, I give them food. And I feed them and I give them rizq with my power and my authority. So here in Itikaf, the person who promised you the food is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, you are a guest of Allah, and inshallah Allah is the one who provides it. But the people who promised you the food are people like you, who are organizing this. Yet you have no doubt in your mind that the food will be there at the time you need it. And you have no doubt in your mind that this food will be something which you will like. Nobody has, even the doubt is not there in your mind. But what happens to us when it comes to what Allah has promised? I'm giving you some, flag points to reflect on. So here, a human being's promise you accept and you believe with certainty, total certainty. But Allah's promise, our whole life is consumed with this worry. What will happen to my risk? Will my business function, not function, and so on and so forth. Then, we had an episode yesterday when the power went off for about half an hour. Right? It was intensely uncomfortable. Obviously, the outside temperature is 45 degrees Celsius. So, obviously, inside was like an oven. It was very uncomfortable. We sweated very badly. It was almost suffocating in some places and so on. But alhamdulillah, at least I didn't hear any complaint from anybody. Nobody complained. Nobody moaned and groaned and complained. No one did. Alhamdulillah, people took it in their stride. As a matter of fact, people were joking about it and so on and so forth. Episode over. But the organizing people, for them, what did they do? They said, this must never happen again. So, we are going to get a generator, and within 12 hours, there was a standby generator. It is there. And that generator is being paid for the full 10 days. And if Murphy's law works, I can assure you the current will not go. And you and you will pay the generator fees. But alhamdulillah, we said no problem. We are going to make sure to the best of our ability that experience of that half an hour will never be repeated. That even the first time it happened because it was completely unexpected. But inshallah, this will not happen again. So two lessons. One is that even though there was a test and it was difficult, people took that in their stride. They didn't complain. They didn't, they didn't let it bother them. And the second lesson is that when you are in charge of something, yes, you can make a mistake once, but never make the same mistake twice. So make sure that you learn from that mistake to say, how can we ensure that this thing doesn't happen for a second time? Right. So that's another two aspects or two lessons from the same incident. Also, what we are seeing, overall speaking, alhamdulillah, the organizing people, they do their best to try to see that you are as comfortable as possible. But obviously, this is not your home. This is a masjid. So, you are sleeping on the floor, you are sleeping, on a thin mattress or on a sheet. And the air conditioning, the cooling, it's obviously not to your personal liking. You can't adjust it the way you want it because it's all centrally monitored, right? Alhamdulillah, bathrooms are there. They are clean to the best extent possible and so forth. But I'm sure your bathroom in your home, is a place you like to spend a lot of time in. Maybe here you don't want to spend that much of time. So, I'm saying there will be various things that you are not so comfortable with. Food also, alhamdulillah, at least whatever I heard, the food is nice, but I'm sure in your homes you have much better quality food. This is one of the good things about being a Hyderabadi. Our general quality of cuisine in our homes is so superior that we don't like to eat outside. Generally, quality food is very, very superior. Here it's still good, but, however, why is it that people don't complain? I mean, I know you are nice people, but that's not the reason. The reason you don't complain is because you know that this is going to end in, it was 10 days, now it is 8 days. So, you say, okay, fine, so one meal was not so great, who cares? Okay, I'm a little bit uncomfortable, who cares? 8 days from now, 7 days from now, 6 days from now, I'll be back home in my bed and, whatever comes with it, right? So, your whole focus is, this is a temporary place. I'm not here forever. I'm not going to stay here forever. I'm not going to allow this to bother me. I'm going to focus Why am I here? That is my goal. I'm not here to find a comfortable bed. I'm not here to have a nice meal. I'm not here to sit in an atmosphere which is where the temperature is perfectly controlled. No. All of this is fine. I mean, yes, I have to eat. Yes, I have to sleep. Yes, the temperature should be there. To the extent possible, it's being done. But that is not my problem. My goal is the purpose I came here. Is it being achieved? So, to achieve that purpose, those of you who are focused, alhamdulillah, I know some of you are, mashallah, very well focused. I find them, when I wake up, I find them, they are awake before me and they are standing in salah, mashallah. I say, alhamdulillah. Why? Because they are that focused. I go lie down for about half an hour, but when I wake up, I find that those people, they have not even laid down for that half an hour. They are sitting in that other place and they are reading Quran. I say, alhamdulillah. This whole episode of this itikaf, and I'm not, I'm sure there are other parts of this, maybe I have not covered that, but the point is, if you think about it, this is a microcosm of our life. What we are doing here is how we should lead our life. Focus on your goal, your spiritual goals, your material goals. Ensure your material goals don't overcome your spiritual goals, because that's a dead loss. Purpose of our creation is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ensure that that doesn't get compromised in any way. Right? And then, don't do anything which spoils that. And then, difficulties in life, two things. Treat it, have sabr, treat it with patience, equanimity. Don't get hassled, don't get emotional, don't get sad, glad, bad, mad. Put up with it. But at the same time, take whatever steps to ensure that that thing doesn't happen again. You don't have to passively sit there and do nothing. Yes, one time it happens, I accept it, but next time this will not happen again. Take those steps. And always remember that this is a temporary place. This will end. And when it ends, all the stuff which was here will become irrelevant for you. When you go from here on the night before Eid, and you are sleeping in your house, do you care a hoot whether the air conditioning here is working or not working? It's not even in your thought. Who cares? The air conditioner fell down, let it fall down. Not my problem. That's exactly the state of the world. When we go into our qabr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that the best day of our lives and make the qabr the best place for us. When you go into your qabr, all of this will not matter one whit. All the aggravation you are taking with regard to all this stuff, my house, my car, my this, my that, all of that is going to be left behind. Not one stitch will come with you. And what will go with you? The same thing which you are working on here, which is your amal. Why are you reading all this Quran and tahajjud and this and that? Because this is why you came here, to create this. So I need to take this with me. When I go from this itikaf, I want all of this. So much dawra Quran and this my zikr and so on, this must go with me. So, for this to go with me, what must I do? Focus on the goal. Exactly the same thing. So, what do I want in my qabr? What goes in there? Which is my amal. I make sure that my amal are such that they are a means of deliverance, a means of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me. So, I remind myself and you, let us focus on this and let us learn from this experience. And then let us apply this in our lives, because that is the road to success, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.